This is John.
Hey, John, do you prefer the 805 or this number?
It doesn't matter. They're both this one's the work one. The other one's a personal. But it's fine. Either one's fine.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I'm like, I know I always called you on the 805 number, but okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Yeah, you're fine. No worries.
All
right. Either one
will
work.
Well, you know what I'll do?
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, where did we leave off last time we talked? Because it's been a little while. It's been like 3 months.
I know. Yeah, it's been a while.
It was, I think it might have been before the new year, I think.
Probably. So basically, you and I were discussing first page placement on Google. I think at the time you were using Yelp.
It was so crazy. I actually got busy and I had a new job come in. So then, just didn't really need Google. But now that spring's coming, I think that I need to get back on Google. And so, yeah, the verification thing still needs to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to help me out or not, but I need to get back on Google. And then I wasn't really concerned with a lot of the actual advertisement stuff.
Okay.
But I think that was part of the package. And I know that you have different tiers of packages that you can give me. But the most important, I'm going to be straight up the 100%. The most important is to get me back on Google.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So let's kind of go over a couple of things because you know what's funny is I don't know why that listing isn't coming up for Yelp. That's so weird. I see Lopez Landscaping, but when I go to click on it, I don't know. It's saying like, it's giving me something healthy upstream, whatever the heck that means. You're in Santa Barbara, right?
So no. So that could be part of the confusion. Google is that I tried to, and so I don't know if that's like that I can't have two different listings in two different cities. And if it was like within a, I don't know, 50-mile radius, I would have never had another listing. But because I'm like way down in San Diego now, which is like,
that's like way far
away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really can't advertise in Santa Barbara and try to get work here. Like it doesn't
happen
to work.
And I found it. Okay. So I found the Lopez. So that was like probably the one that you had in Santa Barbara. You're in Marietta now.
Correct.
So the Lopez Landscape and Maintenance is what the company name is. Why does it keep telling
Correct.
Me? Probably my system that it's not letting me open it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out right now.
So that's the one that's suspended.
Okay.
They're both suspended, but I'm not worried too much about the one in Santa Barbara because it's such a small city.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Don't worry about the one in Santa Barbara because you're in Marietta now. So I'll tell you why it's suspended because you probably use the same phone number for both. So what Google wants us is to verify and tell them like, here, he's a legitimate company here. Let's get him verified. We help many do that. Okay. So, let me see here. Okay. So I'm going to go over the packages with you again and then you can decide which one you want to go with. Okay.
Yes.
We could do the local only package. The local only package, basically you're looking at $199 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. Okay. Initial investment, $298 to get it started, $199 every month after that. So what this one includes for you, it's going to be us getting you out of the suspension. Okay. And having that profile in Marietta optimized to the first page, we maintain it there. Content creation on Bing. Our directory submission is always Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Okay. Now, this one does not include Facebook advertising. So pretty much it's going to include the Yelp and Apple Maps. When it comes to Yelp, what that means is that whenever we're updating photos for your content, we'll update it there too. Okay. It will also include a website. We'll build it, host it, and maintain it. We'll attach it where you're listed, and then we cover the mobile platform. Anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet will still find you on the first page. It, like, pretty much covers all of your bases, okay?
And that obviously works on Google Maps also, right?
Well, yeah. Google Maps is the section that I'm talking about. That's where 90% of searches will start and stop. Someone looking for lawn maintenance, landscaping, whatever the case.
Yes.
Okay, now.
Yes.
Remember, though, the local map is only going to target 10 miles from the zip code where you're verified at because that's what the local area covers, okay, just so that we're on the same page. The other program was the one with the Facebook advertising included. Facebook ads, you can reach up to a 50-mile radius. But if we add, if we do the package that includes the Facebook ads along with the local SEO, is what we call it, the local only, you're looking at an investment of $249 a month, $99 setup fee. So now you're looking at $348, the initial investment, $249 every month after that. You don't have to start with that package, right? If it's too much for you right now, I get it. But you could always upgrade it to it at a later time. The only difference with that one is because it's going to allow you to target further. Make sense?
Okay. So 10 miles is all you get. So because Temecula's, well, the cities are so big here that, you know, just the next city is 15, 20 miles away.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even be able to get to the next city.
I'm going to be honest with you, especially in California, right? Because we're so overpopulated. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if it was someone like in Tennessee that, I mean, you're talking, they're like in rural areas, right?
Yeah, right.
It would be different for them. Like, you know, you could be found within 20, 30 miles in those areas. But
right.
when it comes to
right.
cities like ours in California, unfortunately,
right.
and even with, even like in New York, you know what I mean? Those guys are,
right.
you're lucky if you even target 5 to 10 miles. So I always
mm-hmm.
safely say 10 miles. If I'm going from Marietta to Temecula,
yeah.
you're roughly about a little under 7 miles, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that also depends. My cousin lives in Temecula, so that's how I know. I live
mm-hmm.
in Orange County,
okay.
so. But yeah,
oh,
I
nice.
Know what you mean. It's like, man, the next area over, you know, but yeah. I mean, that's pretty
well,
much what you're
I,
looking
we
at.
Target, I mean, I don't like to go out to Hemet, but I get calls from Hemet, but that's like 25 miles, 20, 25
yeah.
miles. And so Hemet, Menifee, Paris
yeah.
would be around 10 to 15 miles. Lake
yes.
Elsinore, Wildomar is 10, 15 miles. And then
yes.
Temecula is 10, 15 miles. So,
yeah,
I mean, maybe
I
that might
at.
Work.
Yeah, because that's
I mean,
what
I
was looking at. So you're looking at. You're looking at Lakeland Village, Santa Rosa West, Temecula, Wildomar, Marietta Hot Springs, what else? Because I'm looking at the map, too. Canyon Lake,
yeah.
Menifee
there,
Lake.
I mean, that is a large area. It is a large area.
Yeah, I mean, Windsor Crest, you know, which is like 6 miles away. If I'm, and again,
yeah.
this is like looking at the map, right? So that's
so,
what it's going to
so
target.
Can we... So can we do, yeah, so can we do, like you said, can we start with the first one and say, hey man, I'm not generating enough calls. Let's go ahead and go a little further out. It'll just be 50
yeah.
more.
Well, it'll
I mean,
be $100 more at that time. So here's the thing, right? Because I'm offering it to you at a promotional deal, right? So like, let's say
right.
a few months down the road, they're like, hey,
yeah.
like I want to add Facebook ads. So they're going to charge you $100
I'm not really
more.
Concerned. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not really concerned
yeah.
about the Facebook. I've never been a Facebook guy. I'm more a Google guy. I'm more of a Bean guy, like that kind of thing, like a voice activated.
Let
of
me
stuff,
ask
like,
you this,
you know,
John, in all honesty, like, okay, so you focus more on the landscaping maintenance or is it the construction side of it?
Man, I'm really honestly, I'm like one of those guys that just do whatever. You know what I mean?
Do it all.
I'll just do whatever. yeah.
You're like, I do it all,
fire,
man.
I'll start a fire, you know?
Okay. Oh
well,
my gosh!
I mean,
well,
know,
no, don't
at,
say
at
that.
At this point, you can kind of, you know, you can't be too picky. I mean, if I was that busy and I can actually sift through what I wanted to do and what I didn't want to do, then I'd tell you, yeah, I don't want to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in this landscape where we are with this economy, if you get a good job, I'll do it. I don't care.
Yeah, you know
so,
what?
I really don't.
Trip out on this. I found a website for you, lopezlandscaping.biz.
That's mine.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah, that's mine.
It has your 951.
Obviously, yeah, the 951. So that one right there, I have to go through it. I haven't had time, but there's a lot of shit on there. Like when I put fencing, they put a fencing guy. It's like, it was generated through AI or something. And I was like, and I was trying to correct it and I couldn't do it. And so I
see fencing installation. I see irrigation repair. I see turf installation.
Yeah.
I don't see any pictures on there. Like, I don't see
Yeah, because I don't know how to load them. And so, and I thought it was going to be super easy, but it's a little bit more tricky than I thought it was going to be. So I have to call the company to help me put pictures in there and take the ones that are there on that.
Okay, do you own that domain?
I own the domain, yeah.
Okay. Let me show you something.
Yeah.
Because I believe we can use that domain and we can build you a new website. Let me give you an example. It's not going to cost you more because I didn't see a website for you initially until I dug deeper and then I saw this website pop up.
Yeah, that's my website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me send you this in a text.
Send it to the 331 because I could see it.
The 8051? Yeah.
Yeah. Send it to that.
Okay.
It's going to be a text or an email?
A text. I just sent you a text right now.
Okay. Okay.
So see this website that we build? It's Google compliant, mm-hmm. mobile friendly. It has the automatic SEO settings that also help with your ranking, right?
Okay.
We can set it up where clients
well,
can
isn't it
site too.
Yeah, isn't it a requirement now to have a website through Google or no?
Not, okay, so it's not that it's a requirement. They prefer that you have a Google-compliant, mobile-friendly website, right? There's some people that'll put a website that's, like, not approved by Google. So that's why we always have to follow their guidelines. But we could either go with the one that you have, right, and just make sure that the link is attached, or we can build you a new one. Up to you. Either way, it's not costing you more for building you a new one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if it's not costing me anything, and then you guys would take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to log in, right?
Yeah, we can talk about that. So let's set it up. How soon can you guys do the walkthrough for the video? Because there's a video involved, right?
Yeah, you got to do the video verification. So basically, let me tell you how the process is going to go, okay? I'm going to get you set up. I'm going to schedule your client interview. If you have time today, later on this afternoon for your client interview, I would recommend that we just knock it out. Okay.
Let's just get it done. That way we can hopefully be up and running by next week.
Well, let me go over the timeline with you because I'm not going to make you promises that it's going to be next week. Okay. I have to be very, very transparent. So with our timeline, 5 to 7 days, you're in the directories. 7 to 14 days is if we're building your website, that'll be visible. Okay. Now, our terms and conditions.
Well, my concern is to get back on Google. So if the website is going to slow us down, then let's just do that later.
Yeah, it's not going to slow you down. But I want to share with you.
Okay.
So in our terms and conditions, John, and we send this to you in writing, the first page placement on Google, our timeline, no matter what, we're always going to say 45 to 60 days. Even though I've seen it happen a lot sooner, okay?
Yeah.
But I will still stick to that timeline because I would rather underpromise and overdeliver. Now, here's the thing. You're in suspension right now, okay? It's a matter of us getting it out of suspension, right?
Correct.
So there's a possibility they might want you to get re-verified, not a big deal. We're going to be on top of it. So we're going to appeal it with Google, tell them, hey, XYZ, you're going to send us pictures of your work truck or your work vehicle, photos of your – I'm going to give you a list of items for you to send us pictures of. Because this is how we're proving to Google, like, this is his company. We need to get it out of suspension. We're going to appeal it. Okay?
Right.
So it could happen sooner, or it could take the 45 days. It could take the 60 days. I cannot tell you an exact date. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So we're going to be on top of it. Okay?
Okay.
John, I don't want to assume, but is your last name Lopez?
It is.
And do you spell John the traditional way, J-O-H-N or J-O-N?
Yes.
Okay.
J-O-H-N.
What's the best email for you?
LopezLandscapingSB@gmail.com. I think you have it. LopezLandscapingSB@gmail.com. Yeah.
Let me see. Let me go back here. Yep, there it is. It's on your website.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do the local only, right?
Yes, for now,
For now.
And then, for now. Yes.
I think that's a good – listen, it's a good start. Let's at least get this situated with you. You know what I mean?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, let's just get – yeah, let's just –
yeah.
Yes.
And then now, once you start generating more money, if you need to upgrade, you can do that at any time. You know what I mean? Or maybe this package might work for you. It might be suspicious and you don't need nothing else. That's up. That's on you.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay.
So let me do this. Okay. Let me just, I'm just sending you right now an email. You're going to be receiving two emails. One's going to say Google Advertising. That's the one for the local only package. Okay. Let me just put that in there. I know, I can't believe that it's already like summertime.
Can you believe it? We're already close to getting to, I think, what are we going to be in? April already.
April.
We're in
two months
away from half the year.
I'm like, and we're barely going to have a little bit more rain, but that's fine, whatever. I have a feeling we're going to have a hot summer.
Did you get a lot of rain this last week?
Well, yeah, we did over here. Like, there was one day where I thought it wasn't supposed to be no rain, and I'm like, dang, where did all that rain come from?
Yeah.
I was like,
Are you in Orange County or are you in,
I'm in Orange County, No, I'm in Orange County, I live in Anaheim.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So,
yes.
Yeah. Well, except for I'm like right by the fireworks, right by Disneyland. My grandkids love it, but I'm like, dude.
Oh, you're right
It
there.
Sounds like a war zone. I swear.
Right.
It's like every day.
Is that every night? Day. Is that every night?
Every night. I'm not even joking. Like, I have to make sure, like, all my doors are shut if I want to hear my TV because it is so loud.
And you're over it. You're like, all right, I'm over it.
The grandkids.
Because I'm sure when you first moved in, you're like, oh, that's cool. And then you're like,
oh,
it's kind of
cool. But then afterwards, it's like, oh, my gosh, this is, like, annoying.
Yeah, I'm over it. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so.
Oh, that's cool. I like that area.
Yeah, it's a nice area. It really is. It's like, you know, you got your hoodish areas, and then you got, you know, the nice part of Anaheim.
Yeah, my
everywhere.
Is Santa Ana part of Orange County?
Yep, yep. My husband grew up in Santa Ana.
My buddy lives in. He used to commute because we used to get work out in San Juan. And Santa Ana and San Juan is probably about, I don't know, 35 minutes or so, 40 minutes.
It's about 35 minutes, depending on your drive.
Yeah, 35,
I mean,
40, depending on transit. Yeah, and he used to do that, but I used to drive from Temecula or Marietta, and that was an hour plus for me every day.
Yeah, no kidding. That's
and we
like
did that
far.
For, yeah, we did that. We did three or four of them, and it was probably about 2 years. We started in 2022 and just finished up last year, yeah.
Oh,
I did that for 2 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that's a commute.
Yeah, that is a commute. But you know, it was worth it. It was. I got to know some really cool people, and I got to meet him. So,
good for you.
I'm just trying to establish myself out here now, and so this is going to be the first thing we got to get back on Google.
Yeah,
so,
this is perfect. Now the phone number should be the 951-580-3805.
Yeah, let's do the 951. Yeah, just because it's because people see the 805 and they get weirded out. They're like, 805? Why do you have an 805 number?
Yeah.
So if they see a 951,
like, oh,
they know
number.
I'm local.
Okay. Now the company name, when you listed it on Google, was it just Lopez Landscaping? Is that how you want it to show?
Yes, I don't want to do the maintenance. It's just the Lopez Landscaping. It's fine. Yes, I think that's going to be nice and clean and just kind of just, it is what it is.
Exactly. And then what's the address where the business is at now? The address is going to be hidden on Google. Uh-huh.
So 41057. Sorry, I can't even get my address. 41057 Robards. That's R-O-B-A-R-D-S.
Robards Way in Marietta?
Robards Way. And that's Marietta. That's Way.
92562.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And I'm going to make sure the address is hidden. No one needs to know where you live at. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. And then now for us to communicate with you, is it okay that we call you at the 805-533-186?
Yes, because that's my personal
number.
Yeah. Yes.
That number, we're not going to associate it with the business. It's only when we're going to contact you, like if we have an update or we have a question, we'll call you on
Perfect.
That 805 number. The business itself is going to have the 951 number that's going to be listed
Perfect.
For clients to contact you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I'm also going to send you right now, I'm going to send you a text message to your 805 number because I want you to save the messages there. I'm going to send you the number to our customer service department. You're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Whenever you have an update, a change, a question, a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you look at that text when it comes through, okay, John, that text is also going to have your username and your password for your login. Okay? So the username is going to be the 951 number, no dashes, no one before the area code. The password is all lowercase, one word, map profit. And you'll see it right there on your,
map profit.
If you look at the text that I sent you.
Yes, map profit. Okay, got it.
Okay, perfect. Save our 877 number in your contacts under local splash so that way you never lose our phone number. Okay?
Yes, I will.
Okay. All right. Now, John, the card that you're going to be using today that's going to be on file, it, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in both.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Just John Lopez, or is there like a middle initial?
It's John J. It's John J. Lopez.
Okay. Do they call you JJ for short?
They do not. They've never. They, no? Everybody calls me Johnny. Yeah.
Oh,
man.
I have a friend named Joseph Jude, and they call him JJ. That's what we call him.
There's a, yeah, it never really stuck. When I was little, they tried, but it would never really. They just called me Johnny. And now, Johnny stuck. So nobody, only people like, you know, like if I'm you know, presenting myself as the owner of the company, I call myself John because it sounds a little bit more professional. But other than that, everybody that I know from childhood
is
calls me Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it just Lopez Landscaping on there?
It is. On this one, it's just Lopez Landscaping, yes.
Okay. What's the billing address for it? Is it the Robards way?
On this one, it's the same. Everything's the same, exactly.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
What is this? MasterCard.
MasterCard. What's the card number when you're ready?
Yeah. Card number is 5528.
Uh-huh.
6952.
Mm-hmm.
7213.
Okay.
8198.
Expiration month and year?
08-29.
And the ZB, oh my God, I can't even talk. The CVV code on the back.
234.
Okay. And you said it was August
and
of
this
29.
This is August of 29. And you're only going to charge $199 on this right now, right?
I'm charging the $298. It's the $199 plus the $99 setup fee.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
Before I charge the card, though, I am going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it is for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. I'm going to go over the billing date. Okay? I'm going to state the amount, the date that we're charging it. I'm going to also ask you, stick it out 2 months. Okay, what I call it is a two-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. If at any time you need to cancel or pause it, I'm going to ask you to just call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. We will part as friends.
Okay.
We're not going to hold you hostage. Okay?
Okay.
When I'm walking you through this,
no,
John,
if this works, I mean, if this works, then why, I mean, what's the,
hey, if
you know,
you're making
you
money,
well keep taking care.
If you're making money, then that makes sense, right? I've never heard of anybody canceling on profit.
Well, back in the day, I don't know if you, how old are you? Are you my age? I'm 48, so I don't know. I'm not going to ask your age. But if you remember
listen, I am not embarrassed to say my age. I'm 52. I remember the Yellow Pages. It would get dropped off at your front door, right? So, like, in the morning, you would wake up at the beginning of the year and the end?
So we used to, you know, way back when we first started, my pops and I, me and my father started the company. He started before I, because he started in the early 80s, and then I came on probably towards late 90s, and then early 2000s is when I got my contractor's license. And so... We used to advertise. It cost us $1,500 a month to advertise in the Yellow Pages back then.
Do you remember the recycler?
And this was 25 years ago.
Do you remember the recycler?
Oh, yeah.
I used to work for the recycler years ago, right? Auto Trader, I used to work for all those type of companies. Those guys, I had dealerships that were spending thousands of dollars.
It was so expensive, and it was really the only advertisement there was. That's it. You either did the Yellow Pages or you did the newspaper, right? Which was like you're saying.
So you know why
for cars there was one. There was one hour trader. That's it.
But you know why those industries died? Because they didn't jump on the online marketing. They didn't jump on it. And, you know, we kept talking about it like, hey, people are going online. And they took too long to get on the online train. So that's why they died out. No one was picking up the paper no more. It's like a waste. You know what I mean?
Did you ever hear the what happened with Blockbuster and Netflix?
No, no.
So Blockbuster was the man back in the, back in the day. You'd have to go,
I remember.
Get your movie, pick it out. They charge you $2.99 or whatever it was, $3.99 for the new ones, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you remember all that, right?
I do.
And they're like, what do you mean?
They're like, what
do you mean you had to go? It's like, you have to go to a store, make sure.
The
VHS. And then, you kind of had to gamble a little bit, right? Because right now you start a movie on Netflix. You don't like it. You're like, oh, you know what? I don't like it. I'm going to start another
one. I'm stuck with it.
You rented it. You were watching that shit, right?
Yeah.
And so Netflix, when it hit up Blockbuster and said, hey, listen, we're doing an online thing and, we're sending, this was before, where they used to do Netflix, used to send you the stuff through the mail. Remember that?
Right.
And so they started hitting them, like, hey, listen, this whole Google thing is happening and we're going to do like an integration. And then, and Blockbuster said, get out of here, man. We're a billion-dollar company. Who the hell are you? And so they're like, hey, man, I think this would be really good for us. We can merge and da-da-da-da. They're like,
we don't need you.
And look at now. Look at freaking Blockbuster, within a couple of years is out of business. Yeah. They put them out of business within a couple of years because they were too late for the online thing. And Netflix saw it coming and Blockbuster didn't have the brains or whoever was in charge of that department to go, hey, listen guys, we need a change before we get kind of phased out.
Yeah.
Hey man, you gotta go with the times, man, and whatever the time says, the people that are in charge of online and all that stuff, the new wave of ideas is who's in charge, not you. And so
you need to get
with the times. If not, then you're gonna get phased out.
Yeah, you know what? And this is the thing. I talk to a lot of business owners, and you can only imagine, and I tell them all the time, listen, you guys, if you're not, I tell them, there's some of them that are doing absolutely no marketing on Google, and I'm like, well, I don't like Google. Okay, but maybe you don't, but your clients are searching and using Google. So you're missing a whole piece of the pie. Some of them don't want nothing to do with Facebook, and I'm like, listen.
If you're not growing, you're dying.
Some of them, and your case is different, right? But I'm talking about those that are traveling 40, 50 miles or they want to hit certain areas. And I tell them, we got to do Facebook ads or Google ads. That's the only way we can target those areas. And they're like, I don't like Facebook.
Right.
Okay, you don't like Facebook, but your clients are on Facebook. Like, you're missing opportunities. You know what I mean?
I believe
and it's really
that's
sad.
Where I found you guys.
And it's really sad.
I believe that's where I found you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, you probably did. And that's the thing. And that's why I'm like, you know what? In due time, and I just try to educate them because a lot of them are very like, I'm old school. And I get that. I remember businesses starting their business with AAA, AA, you know what I mean? Because they wanted to be in the first pages of the Yellow Page book. It doesn't work like that on Google. They're searching for your services, you know? But it's a good thing that you understand the concept of it. John, I remember when we talked, we talked about landscape maintenance, installs, we talked about irrigation, drainage, what else?
Yes.
Fencing,
but around here, most people, are not looking for like super high-end stuff, Temecula a little bit more than Marietta. So I don't know if I should overwhelm everybody. I mean, I do pavers. I don't do concrete, but I do, I get subcontractors to do that work. So I sub it out. But I really do anything. But I think we should just kind of stick with those kind of things. And a lot of people will call and ask, hey, listen, it doesn't say that you do pavers, but do you do them? And I'll say, yes, we do. I just don't like to, I hate going to a restaurant where they have 1,000 things that they do. And then usually most people, if you're a landscaper, you know how to, planting, irrigation, that's all kind of stuff that it kind of comes with the, with a business. So I think we should just kind of stick to a
just
small little menu.
So landscape, install, landscape maintenance, lawn care, irrigation, and drainage.
Yeah,
is this both
stuff,
residential
yeah, exactly.
and commercial? Or do you have a preference?
Mostly residential, but I will do some commercial stuff.
Okay. So I'll put both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to start doing the voice verification recording. Now, if there's something that you don't understand, okay, stop me. So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure, John, that you have a clear and firm understanding before I even process your payment. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you want it to read on the first page of Google.
Lopez Landscaping.
Please state your name and title within the business.
John Lopez, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we'll call you with an update. We know you can't just pick up the call. We're just going to ask that you at least respond to us within 24 business hours, okay? I'm also going to put a security question on your account here to protect it. Now, that security question, you could choose it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
What would you like?
Lola.
Lola? Is that...
Does it have to be two... It could just be one word.
So are you talking about your mom's name or your first pet's name?
Oh, no. Yeah, just my pet's name, yeah.
Okay, Lola's fine. So basically, okay. Any time that we call you, okay,
yeah,
you're always going to ask, what's my security question? If they refuse to give it to you, disconnect the call. If it's us
okay.
that's actually calling you, we're going to say your first pet, Lola, okay? So that's how you're going to identify if it's us calling you. Otherwise, if they refuse to give you the security question, hang up on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not us calling.
Okay.
Okay. And
okay.
I say that because you might get other companies that are trying to call you to sell you other type of online products. They're not associated with
yeah.
us. We're not going to ask you for more money. Okay.
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 Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What is that? I don't know what that means.
Let me explain it. I usually do. So basically what I'm saying here is this. I'm not saying you can't do other marketing. What I'm saying is that before you do, give us a call and just let us know, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We're going to look and we're going to reference it because we want to make sure that it's not a service that we're already providing, okay? We don't
okay.
want you spending more money if you don't need to, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 17th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $298. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, John, is that your second payment will be charged on April 17th, 2025 in the discounted amount of $199. Now, once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the discounted amount of $199. However, You may choose to pause or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and that is the number that I asked you to save in your contacts under Local Splash, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. There's going to be no cancellation fee. Just make sure you call 3 days before, at the very least, 3 business days. Okay?
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. If let's just say for whatever reason you can't get me back on Google, what does that mean for the service? I mean, I'm not saying that you can't. I'm almost positive that you guys can, but let's just
we
say
will.
You can't.
We will.
This is a guarantee from you guys, right? Obviously, but this
we're going to get you back
guarantee.
On there. I'm telling you this right now. We're going to get you back on there, but it's going to require some help from you with those photos. We're Google Channel partners.
100%.
And that's why I say it might take a little bit of time. You know what I mean? Because, of course, we're appealing with Google.
We're not going to string you along. I just don't want to be 2 months down the road. I'm paying for the service. I was like, well, you know, you paid for the service, but, you know, thank you very much. We couldn't get you back on there.
No,
it's like,
we
wait
wouldn't
a minute,
do
I
that. We are
months.
Going to
okay,
go to
okay,
bat
perfect.
For you because, listen,
okay.
We work on retention, okay? The
okay.
longer you stay
perfect.
With us, now we're getting our profit. I'm going to tell you, we don't
Correct.
Start seeing a profit until you've been with us 4 months. So do you think we're not going to do our best to make sure you're having that online presence on Google? Because we want you to stick around. For
I mean,
time.
I would appreciate it. And
you know?
Again, at the end of the day, if I'm making money, you're making money, and you know, money,
absolutely.
You know, the economy's good, right? But if
yeah,
there's no money
absolutely.
Moving around, then we got a problem.
Yeah, no, of course. Absolutely. So, yeah. No, and
okay.
I appreciate you
Perfect.
Asking that question. Okay? I really do. So...
Okay.
Do you understand and agree
I do.
To these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to update your package. I'm going to process this payment, and in a few minutes, you're going to start receiving a series of text messages and emails because we send
Sounds
it to
good.
Both. Okay?
Sounds
How
good.
Does your
and
schedule...
Are they going to call me today?
Actually, hold on 1 second. Let me go back here. Yeah, if I have an appointment available for today, yes, we are going to
do it
today.
Let's just do it. I'm busy.
Let me tell you
Tomorrow
what time
in the morning,
slots I have
up until
available.
About 1 o'clock. Yeah,
today
go ahead.
I have the only appointment I have left is actually 2 to 3.
That's fine.
Would that
two to
work
three
for
works.
You? Okay, perfect.
It just can't be after 3 o'clock.
Yeah, no. We'll call you closer to 2. So
and
let
early,
me go over
early, no,
real
no, no.
quick.
It needs to be before. It needs to be like at 2 o'clock. So we have a half an hour. I just have to go somewhere at 3. So I have
yeah,
to leave
no, no,
here
no.
by 2:45.
Okay. Yeah. No. And I'll make sure that they know that to call you closer to 2 o'clock.
Okay.
It'll probably be like 2:05 or something like that, or 2.
That's fine.
On the dot.
If they can't do it today, if they say, hey, we ran late with another customer, it's going to be closer to 3. Then we'll have to be. Scheduled.
Well, that's why. Listen. The appointment's going to take about 30 or 40 minutes, just so you know.
That's fine.
When we call you,
that's fine.
Okay, you, if you
yep.
say, hey, listen, I need you guys to call me back, then we'll call you back. Okay?
Okay.
But
perfect.
Let's schedule
perfect.
It today to try to knock it out. Just to verify
just
with you, I have the address is 41057 Robards Way, and that's Marietta. Okay.
Correct.
Let me do something here. All right. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, what are your hours of operation?
From 8 to 5.
8 to 5.
Every
Monday
day.
Through Friday or Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Every day?
Monday,
Sunday
Monday
too?
Through Friday. Monday through Friday and then 8 o'clock to noon on Saturdays.
8 to noon on Saturday. Okay, good. So 8 to 5, Monday through
and
Friday.
Closed on Sundays. Mm-hmm.
Yes, good. I'm glad you take a break. I think that's so important when you're running a business.
I try not to work on Saturdays. Sometimes I don't have a choice, but I try not to.
Yeah, because I just feel like people sometimes, you know what I mean? You're just like, you run yourself in the ground like that. When
oh
we communicate with you.
Man.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hard worker, huh? I bet.
He's just, that's just who he is. It's just, you're not going to change
I
him.
I think sometimes it's just in
old.
Our nature. Wow, no way.
It's a generational thing. It's a generational thing.
I think so too.
Thing.
Listen, I had a heart attack in December, and I don't stop. You know
Ooh.
What I mean?
Oh
yeah.
My
gosh. And people at my church,
really?
They're like, yeah, it was all due to stress. Well, I take care of my husband, too. He's on dialysis. So it was just
Ooh.
Everything hit me at once. So listen, I cater on the weekends. My husband and I, we do taquizas. And then, so I've been running the business. Plus, I've been doing, you know, working my regular 9-to-5 job, right? Well, 7-to-4.
Yeah.
And then, you know, helping at my church with also doing fundraising and catering, that it all just hit me at once one day.
How far do you work out? How far do you?
I go everywhere. I've gone to Oxnard. I go everywhere.
You go to Oxnard? Really? So you do know the 805 then?
Yeah. Hey,
I'm from Santa Barbara.
Yeah, well, my husband has a friend out that way. They used to go fishing a lot.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, if you wanna send me your on a separate, you know, because that's my number, the 331 number, that's my personal number. So if you wanna send a card, and then I'll keep you on file, because we're always doing parties here at my house. And my cousin comes from LA, but I mean, I could split the.
Don't even worry about that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. Once I got sick, and then he got sick, I had to shut it down.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you
Did
know
you
what I mean?
Really?
My kids aren't ready
You're
to
too
take
much?
It on. They're, you know what?
Yeah.
I would love to keep
yeah.
doing it, but it's too much now. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I can't. I gotta make sure he's gonna be going for a transplant soon. So I gotta make sure, like, you know what I mean? I gotta be ready for that.
Yeah.
So maybe after some years, I mean, I don't know, but man, we went
well, good
too
luck.
Long.
Good luck with that.
Takisa,
good luck
you
with
make
that.
Good
that's
money.
That's scary.
Thank
yeah.
you. But
oh,
you know
absolutely.
What? It was all stress.
Good luck.
And that's what I'm saying. It's so important for you to take care of yourself and take a day off. You
right.
know what I mean? You're not going to get any richer
oh,
by taking, by working
Girl.
All 7 days. But it's, I think
I'm
it's in
really
our culture
to
too,
it.
Right?
Yeah. I'm really
I think
used
it's
to
in our
it.
Culture.
Yeah, I'm really used to it. I've been working like this since I was 20 years old. So for me, it's kind of like a routine thing, but I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I work out every morning. I work out from either 9 to 10 to 10:30, or on Mondays and Wednesdays I do,
John,
from
you know
8
what
to
happened?
About 9:30.
Check this out. I do boot camp. I do HIIT.
Yeah.
I do HIIT. I hadn't worked out in a couple months. I went back to boot camp. It was full body. It was hard cardio. And you know what I mean?
Right.
And I went hard, right? Like I bent like the dumbbells, 40 pounds on each side, right?
Wow.
I'm not even joking. The next day, that's when it hit me. In the evening, I was just talking to my sister-in-law on the phone and I had a heart attack.
Wow.
I thought it was an anxiety attack. My blood pressure shot up. I'm overall healthy. There was nothing wrong with me. And that's when they said it's stress. Do you want us to attach the website, the one that you currently have now?
Do it for now.
Okay.
And then when we're ready,
if you need
once,
let us know. If you want us to create one for you later, let us know. It won't cost you anything.
I kind of do. If it's not, because like I said, it's not going to cost me anything else. So what I'll do is that my concern is to get back on Google. So once that happens, I can kind of like relax. And once
Absolutely.
I relax, then we can go ahead and take on the other, you know, like, let's keep our, you know, one little project at a time. So,
Absolutely.
We'll do that. Let's go ahead and tackle this one. This is the big one. Once we tackle that one and we're back on Google, then get me, then we can go ahead.
Just know
and
you always have the opportunity. You always have the opportunity. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
In the process.
Good. Okay. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Either one's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I have your hours of operation here. It's going to be, just move it this way. Copy paste is always easy. Monday to Friday. And that's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday is going to be 8 to 12. Sunday closed.
Mm-hmm.
What's the hospital that's out there by you guys? Rancho or something?
Yeah, so it's Rancho, and then there's Inland Valley.
Okay, it's got to be Rancho then. Yeah, my cousin's out there, and he's in the hospital right now. And I know my mom said something about Rancho. Hopefully he'll get out tomorrow, but We're so like...
Rancho's, let's see here. Rancho's probably about 10 minutes from me, and then Inland Valley is about 10 minutes from me.
Okay.
And then Loma Linda is about 10 minutes, but on the 215. And then you have Temecula Valley, which is probably about 25 minutes from me. So
yeah.
There's about four or five different hospitals around me within like 20 miles. I mean, within
really?
10 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if we ever get sick, it won't take us too long to get to a hospital.
Oh, good. That's good. Now, forms of payments that you take, cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
Everything and all above. So checks, I'd rather not because, not that I
don't even think anyone writes checks anymore.
I don't think so either, but if they do, it just depends on the person. And you know what I mean? But most of the times when we finish a job, we'll take credit card payments over the, on site and, or
yeah.
if they do Zelle or Venmo. Venmo, not so much, but most Zelle and then credit card payments.
Okay.
But I'll take anything. It just depends on checks. It depends.
Okay. No worries. So I'm going to put cash, Zelle, Venmo. Do you do Cash App or PayPal?
Venmo, and then I don't do Cash App, but I do just Zelle.
Zelle, okay. Zelle and Venmo. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, there's going to be two messages or two emails, whichever ones you find first.
How much
longer
is this going to be? I'm sorry. I don't want to rush you. How much longer?
No, you're okay.
Okay.
We're already
going to
be done.
Going.
Yeah, no worries. I just need you to find your initial invoice because you're going to sign it, and then I need you to find the one that says action photos needed, whichever one you find first. It went via text and email, and it went to the 805 number.
Just what do you want me to do with it?
So find the one that says initial invoice.
Initial invoice.
And it'll say, welcome, John. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Let's see here. So it says, okay, John Jay, thank you for choosing Splash. Is that the one?
Uh-huh,
a copy
Local
of your
Splash.
Invoice.
Yes.
So do I go ahead and
do you
click
see
on
at
that?
The bottom? Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription term?
Yes.
Click
yes.
on it.
Yes.
Okay. Click on that. Now it's going to open up this page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. It's going to say it on that page.
Okay.
Okay. Now, okay. Find where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number in a box underneath of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Click in the two boxes below it because one box is saying that you agree to receive text messages from us. The other one is saying that it is your name on the card that you provided and that your information is true and correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the bottom, John, where it says sign, you might have to turn mm-hmm. your phone sideways so you can see it all. But you're going to type mm-hmm. your name in that box next to it exactly as it reads. John,
I just
space,
did it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
J, no period, space, and then your last name. Confirm your signature.
I got it.
Okay. And mm-hmm. it should open up a page asking you to put the username and password.
Hold on. What's going on here?
Did you put a period after the J?
No.
Okay. So just John space.
Oh,
J
I have to put the J.
Open.
I have to put the John J.
Yeah,
right?
You got it. Yeah, exactly as it reads on
okay.
there. Okay.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. So the username and password is the one that I sent you earlier. You don't have to do it right now, but this is where you track your results okay. with us. Okay. Now.
Okay. Okay.
Find
Sounds
the
good.
One that says action photos needed, and I'll explain it to you. Basically, I sent you a list of items that we need pictures of, work tools, work equipment, work vehicle, invoices, but not with your client's name on it, right? Just like a blank invoice
right.
if you do that. Some of these items you won't have, but the ones that you do have, send them, okay? This is going to help you get us out of the suspension a lot faster to get you re-verified. Now, to also help you with this local only package.
I don't see the list.
You want me to, let me resend it. It should say action
so,
pictures.
Wait a minute.
Needed.
So, wait a minute.
Let me resend it.
The last text that I got was here, your credit credentials.
Let me resend it to you.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Yeah, I'll resend it. It probably got buried. So basically on that list, all you're going to do is send us what you can. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. No, that's not
it. Did you find it?
You just sent it. No, I did not.
Let me resend this one. So it's going to say action photos needed. It'll say, hello, John, to get your Google business verified, mm-hmm. Google needs pictures mentioned below, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
On that list, like I said, send what you can. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. What I'm also going to have them do, okay, because the local only package, it comes with a tracking number. And let me tell you how this is going to benefit you, okay? This is going to prevent from you getting a bunch of spam calls, right? Because when you have more presence online, mm-hmm. you start getting spam calls. So
mm-hmm.
instead of your actual, the 951 number showing, it's going to be a local tracking number that's going to be linked to that phone. This is also going to help us with getting you out of suspension, okay?
So okay, hold on.
Part of the
so
local only
you
package.
Just sent me that. You just sent me that text right now, and it says mm-hmm. to get to your to Google business profile verification. Verify
yeah.
Google may require additional information
yeah,
to proceed.
Yeah, part of the suspension.
Further, but it doesn't
yes.
give me the list. It just says please check your email. Never mind.
It's okay. I know you got a lot going on. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I thought it was going to happen.
So,
it's in the.
Yeah,
oh,
it's okay.
So tools and or equipment.
Tools
work,
and
vehicle,
equipment.
License plate,
yeah.
Business license, insurance, business card, registration.
And like I said,
business
some of those you won't have, right? Remember, some of them you're not
right.
going to have, and that's okay. Workplace is like, let's say you store your tools in a garage in the corner. Take a picture of that.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to call you. I'm always going to tell you between 2 and 3, but it's going to be closer to 2 o'clock. We're going to call you from an 877 number. If I'm not on a car in a meeting, I'll be the one to call to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're calling you directly. I'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity
to
help you, John. Welcome to our local Slash family. All right. Have a good day, okay?
All right, talk to you soon.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.